American Airlines has avoided bankruptcy for the time being. Flight attendants for the world's largest airline last week agreed to cost-saving concessions. The company still faces a financial pinch and tense labor relations. David Field is the America's editor of Airline Business, a London-based monthly for airline executives. Good morning.
Good morning.
Is American Airlines safe from bankruptcy?
No, and no airline is safe from bankruptcy unless its name is Southwest or maybe JetBlue. The costs of running a so-called legacy or network airline, a hub-and-spoke airline, are such that they cannot meet the low-cost competition. No airline is immune. American is safe for the time being, but how long this truce will last, how long they'll be able to carry on until the summer picks up, maybe till the autumn. Until the business cycle picks up, no one is immune.
The unions at American were subject to enormous pressure to make concessions to the airline. What's the ripple effect on other airlines?
Airline union negotiations have always been what's called pattern bargaining. One union gets a raise at Airline A, Airline B wants the same thing plus 1%. It is starting to work in the downward escalator as well. The thing is that bankruptcy, the compulsion of bankruptcy, the force majeure of bankruptcy has now become a factor. Even if your airline is not about to go bankrupt, the fact that there are two major airlines, U.S. Airways and United, in bankruptcy, and both of those have used the force of bankruptcy to push down wages, the fact that American used the, not just the threat, but the very real possibility of bankruptcy to push down wages, adds an element of compulsion, adds an element of irresistible downward force, no matter what airline you're at.
And yet they could afford retention bonuses for executives.
Well, obviously they couldn't. if you look at the dollars, $42 million isn't that much money over the period of the bonuses. Any airline that can't make it on a $42 million margin isn't a real good airline. On the other hand, the dollars aren't important when you're asking people to give up dollars. To me, it's fascinating that there's a moral element that has almost never been here before that's been introduced. It was stunningly stupid on a pragmatic basis not to reveal this, particularly after the debate and debacle at Delta earlier.
Yes, the CEO at American didn't bother to tell the unions that he had these retention bonuses for executives, and now he's out.
Now he's out. And I have to say, he was, by all counts, a decent and honorable man. How it could have slipped his mind, I don't know. No, it's not a lot of money, but yes, you have to tell people. And this has introduced an entirely new element of openness, I hope.
They have these retention bonuses at other airlines?
It's something like them at most airlines, although they're scaled down. Delta had one after it. Delta had something like it after it came out. Delta gave it up. Most airline executives stay out of a much deeper loyalty when they stay. It's real hard to get a guy to stay at a money-losing company that may go bankrupt for just a few dollars more. On the other hand, there are good executives who are leaving every day. There was a really fine candidate to take over American who left last September. There's a fine fellow up at Northwest who quit last week. People are leaving.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
David Field is the America's editor of Airline Business, a London-based monthly for airline executives.